This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Repo market, the slice of the banking business where banks can swap, basically bonds and other securities temporarily to get cash to cover daily operations. Usually it's a pretty so-so affair. Of late, though, there has been some turmoil in the repo market, which is a not-so-good thing. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
You or I might borrow money from a bank, put up our house as collateral, and pay interest on the cash. Financial institutions do this, too, amongst themselves. They borrow cash and put up treasury bonds as collateral. When they cannot find that collateral, whatever deal they were trying to do fails. Peter Anderson is with Potomac River Capital.
When it really hurts is if we fail to a certain party and they might be contractually obligated to deliver it to another party. It creates what's called a daisy chain of fails, the chain reaction of fails.
This is what happened at the start of the financial crisis. Fails now are nowhere near that level, but they have been increasing. In 2012, there was an average of $30 billion worth a week of fails. In 2014, it's about $67 billion a week. Lou Crandall is chief economist at Wrights and ICAP. He says there is a reason that banks are holding on to the supply of collateral.
Banks have been required to hold more capital against trades that prior to the crisis were seen as being relatively low risk.
Meaning Dodd-Frank and other rules have made it more costly to make these kinds of trades. And that was intentional. But regulators didn't intend to increase the number of failed deals per se. So they threw in a new rule for financial institutions looking for collateral.
If I stop looking for it, I have to pay a penalty.
Joseph Abati is a strategist with Barclays. He says this should offer an incentive to prevent failures from getting out of control. So he thinks the recent sharp rise is a blip.
This is probably a temporary phenomena in the repo market.
Is it? Or will the financial system have to develop some new ways of doing business? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.